السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. As I mentioned in the announcement, that recently we have had number of people passing away, leaving this world in accidents, in killings, in earthquakes, in tidal waves, in all kinds of disasters, and especially those places where there is an ongoing war. Then there every day there's casualties in large numbers. So all these people are leaving lessons behind for us. Those who met up with an accident and passed away, they were in a state of iman. They were not in some haram action and deed. Then they get a form of shahadat. Those who drowned, as long as they were at that time not committing adultery, fornication, or indulging in gambling or any other kind of haram action, then al-ghariq or shaheed, the person who drowns is also a shaheed. So they are fortunate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them some form of shahadat. Their sins are forgiven. They are given immediate entry into Jannah, etc. But they leave behind lessons for us that we have to be ready. These days there is no question of waiting to turn 80 and 90 and 100 and then expect death to come. There are more young people leaving the world than old people. In fact, the old ones are still surviving. And young children are leaving the world. Babies are leaving the world. How many babies passed away in the tidal waves? And in the tsunami destruction, how many babies left this world? How much of hopes their mothers must have had, how much of hopes their fathers must have had that these children will grow up. I will educate them, send them to the college, university, someone will turn a doctor, somebody will become a lawyer, somebody will become a teacher, philosopher, scientist. They will get top jobs with their top qualifications. And then I will retire and these children will take care of me. How much of hope sometimes parents have. But the parents are living and the children are gone. So we must take lessons from all these disasters. Unfortunately, Shaitan has given us a form of chloroform. He has given us chloroform. So we are in a dazed state. We look at everything but we are not looking. Sometimes our eyes are wide open and we can see everything else, but we cannot see the reality behind these disasters. We cannot take lessons from these disasters. We cannot take lessons from the amwat and the deaths that are taking place. Like that person who has been given chloroform, sometimes his eyes are wide open, but he feels no pain while she is under the influence of that chloroform, of that drug, of that anesthetic. But when the effect of that wears out, then he realizes. So we should not be negligent, we should take lessons. And I have been repeatedly mentioning this, that we must not be like that ever-ready battery, which is not ready when it is required. They call it ever-ready. But when it turns dark and you switch on the torch, it's a battery went flat. Then why name it ever ready then? Ever ready means it must be ready at all times. There must be no question of going flat. So we have to be ever ready. There's no question of our batteries, spiritual batteries going flat. We must not wait for it to go flat. If we find that there is some kind of a weakness in that battery, then we must recharge it. Immediately recharge. In most cases when it comes to recharging of batteries, then they say you must wait for it first to discharge almost completely. And then you must recharge. Because if you recharge it halfway, then it loses its memory. So you must wait for it to discharge almost completely. Thereafter you must recharge. But when it comes to the spiritual battery, Then he must not wait for it to discharge completely, because then we'll lose our iman. Iman becomes dangerous, in danger, when the person waits. He'll say, I will make tawbah after 2 years, after 10 years, when I turn 20, when I turn 50. He's waiting for the battery to discharge completely. And he says, then I will recharge it. So go on sinning now and let it discharge as much as possible. But what does the person know when the death is going to come? And when the person will be called to account? Or when Allah Ta'ala will snatch away the tawfiq of recharging that battery? Sometimes the tawfiq that is snatched away, the person doesn't have the opportunity after that. It's like the person who thought that I will recharge my battery when it discharges. But when it discharged, at that time he couldn't find a plug, or he couldn't find the charger, or the electricity failed. There was no current left. Now he cannot charge, because he waited until then. But of course, in those batteries, you must follow the directions of the manufacturers. And in the spiritual battery, follow the directions of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Follow the direction of Allah Ta'ala, who has created us. Allah Ta'ala will tell us when we must charge this battery, or how much we must charge. So they leave behind for us lessons, very important lessons. Therefore, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says that that person who attains 5 things, then he will not be deprived of the other 5. If he gets 5 things in his life, he will not be deprived of 5. The first thing that he mentions there, la in shakartum la azidannakum. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if a person gets 5 things, then he will not be deprived of 5. La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are going to make shukr over the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he will definitely, most certainly, give you an increase in those ni'mats. Most of the time when the ni'mat and bounty is snatched away, it is because of kufran of ni'mat. The person is ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mat. He abuses that ni'mat. The great ni'mat of wealth, the great ni'mat of health, the great ni'mat of sight, of hearing, of speech, and all these things. Sometimes it is a test from Allah Ta'ala. The Sahabas, amongst them also, was Abdullah ibn Umm Maktum radiallahu ta'ala, who was blind. Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu ta'ala lost his sight. So many other Sahabas, so many amongst the Tabi'in, so many amongst the Awliya. But for them it was a test, and there was great rewards that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam promised for them in the hereafter. We are not talking about those exceptions. We are talking about general condition. Generally, when ni'mats are snatched away, it is because of our sins that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes away those ni'mat. So, la in shakartum la azidannakum. That if the person will make shukr, then he will not be deprived of ziyadati, of increase in his ni'mats. And the shukr of every ni'mat is in accordance with that ni'mat. The shukr of the eyes you see correctly. The shukr of the ears you listen correctly. The shukr of the wealth you spend it in the correct places. The person who purchases even one video, one Bollywood, Hollywood film, he has made kufran of the ni'mat. He has been ungrateful to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for that great ni'mat of wealth. He has purchased something that brings the wrath of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now imagine just one thing. The food which we dump into the bins, even a few grains of rice, if the person purposely, deliberately, with complete neglect and being unconcerned that it is a ni'mat of Allah ta'ala, if he just dumps it. Like that, accidentally, if some grains went, it's a different issue. But here where the purposely you dump. So these are the things after that which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then he takes away those ni'mats. So la in shakartum la azidannakum. This is a majlis of zikr, which is of this hadith which just came to mind. So if the person is going to get shukar, then he is going to get in increase. Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, says that the person who will make istighfar, istaghfiru rabbakum innahu kana ghaffara. So if he's going to make istighfar, istighfar is from sins of the past. The person is now ashamed of all the sins that he committed in the past. Then you will find Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala ghaffar. You will not be deprived of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala's maghfirat. This person will not be deprived of, he has got istighfar. Then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ اُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. It may not be in the same order, but whatever I recall, that the person who will make dua to Allah Ta'ala, he will make dua to Allah Ta'ala, he will seek from Allah Ta'ala, he will beg of Allah Ta'ala, then he will not be deprived of acceptance of that dua. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that you must seek from me. Allah Ta'ala is saying beg of me. Allah Ta'ala is saying ask of me. And he is there with unlimited treasures. So when the person is going to beg of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, then Allah Ta'ala will accept his dua. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala himself is saying that we must ask. So the person who will beg, he will not be deprived. One of the muqamat, one of the stages in the life of a salik, is when he begins to enjoy dua. When dua becomes a part of his life, he doesn't just depend on a 2-minute dua that the Imam Sahib will make after the namaz. And that's about all that he does. And that too, if he's a namazi 5 times a day, then he gets that dua. Otherwise, there's no dua. When the person begins to enjoy his dua, then you must believe that this person is now making some progress. Then it, how many you mentioned? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that huwa allazi yaqbalu at-tawbata an ibadi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who makes qubool of the tawbah of the person. When a person makes tawbah, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of his servants, of his slaves. That means when the person has made istighfar, was over the past sins, and now he has made tawbah, that I will not return to those sins. O Allah, I will not displease you in future. O Allah, I will obey you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He makes tawbah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepts the tawbah of that person. But together with all those shara'it and conditions, which we have heard 100 and plenty times, that if it involves the rights of people, then after this tawbah, the person must go and seek forgiveness from those people. If it involves the payment of dues, then the person must make an effort to now go and pay back to whomsoever whatever is due. And if it's fasting, zakat, hajj, roza, and salat, then the person must start making the qazas. That is tawbah. And he makes a firm niyat of not returning to those sins in future. So then Allah Ta'ala will accept the tawbah of that servant. And innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab. So the person who is going to make tawbah, he will not be deprived of the acceptance of the tawbah. The person who will seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he will not be deprived of acceptance of his dua. And now finally, the person Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran Sharif, that those people who will exercise sabr and patience, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give them rewards unlimited. I'm just giving you the general meaning and general purport of that ayat. That the person who exercises sabr and patience, and sabr and patience is from many, many things. Sabr ala ta'at. That on the good deeds the person exercises sabr. That means no matter how difficult it is on his nafs, but he goes ahead with the performance of those good deeds. In the obedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, the person goes ahead. He does not listen to nafs and shaitan. Sabr anil ma'asi. Sabr anil ma'asi. That the person from sins, he makes sabr. That no matter how much desire comes in his heart to go towards haram, but he resists those temptation and he makes sabr from it. And then sabr alal musiba. When the person gets some musibat, some takleef, somebody passes away, some loss in his wealth, in his property, in his health, or anything of that kind, then he makes sabr on that too. So then yuwaffas sabiruna, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give unlimited reward to those who exercise this kind of sabr. So you get these five things, you get the five. You will not be deprived of the five. So in these days, when there are so many people that are leaving the world, suddenly, and as I mentioned, that more babies left in those disasters than adults, so we should not be negligent. Let us not become rebellious. Let us not go on and on and on in our sinful lifestyles. It will come to an end whether we like it or not. How long are we going to displease our Allah? How long are we going to walk on the surface of the earth like hypocrites? There's going to be a time. Koi dam me ye dam nikal jayega. This breath will stop. Someday it's going to stop. And our janaza will move. This morning we were taking a walk with some friends, breathing in the oxygen, which is a ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Without that you cannot survive. So with a group that was walking, told them, just as we are walking today like this, one day will be our janaza in front and there will be a group of people behind us. A day is going to come when there will be people walking just like this. 20, 30, 100, 200, 500, we don't know how many. But in front will be the janaza and they will be on all sides. And at that time they will be passing comments. Somebody will say that, what a good news that I received this morning, that this person passed away. He was a pain in the neck. He was a terrible neighbor. His tongue used to slice at hearts. The wife will say his tongue used to slice the heart. He was abusive. Somebody will say that this person was owing me so much of money. Over and over I asked him to pay, but he was, as they say, ducking and dodging, going in different directions. Somebody will say he was a gambler. Somebody will say he was a womanizer. Somebody will say he was a drug addict. We don't know what people will say. And regarding some people, they will say, mashallah, what a nice person he was. He never even hurt a fly. He was humble, he was polite, he was good, he was a namazi, he was very charitable, he was very generous, he was very kind, he was very hospitable, he was very sincere, he was very pious and righteous. Some people will pass such kind of comments. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when janaza was going, he said, wajabat. After a little while, another janaza went. Said, wajabat. People said, Ya Rasulallah, wajabat, wajabat, what? He said, when the first one went, people spoke good of that person. He was a good person. He was a pious person. He was a righteous person. He was muttaqi. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accepted the evidence of these people on his behalf and gave him jannat. Made jannat wajib for him. And when the other person's janaza was passing, then people were talking ill of that person. So Allah Ta'ala accepted the evidence of the people and made Jahannam wajib for it. So people in this world are witnesses. So we have to make our life here. The preparation of the Akhirat has to take place here. We don't know when the angel of death is going to visit, and he's not going to come after telephoning, giving us some kind of SMS message. He's going to arrive suddenly. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala forgive each and every person who has passed away, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus, and give us the tawfiq to take lessons. Because as I said, sometimes the tawfiq of tawbah can be taken away. The person then cannot even make tawbah. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھوں جیدر اللہ 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 اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ الا اللہ الا اللہ. سوچو ذرا فرعون کے گھر میں موسیٰ کو پالا کس نے, غور کرو مچھلی کے شکم میں یونس کو رکھا کس نے, پہلے آگ میں ڈالا پھر آگ کو پھول کیا کس نے, اس کے نام کی گنگاتے ہیں ابراہیم خلیل اللہ الا 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 اللہ. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم ربنا يا ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وان لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا ارحم الراحمين يا اكرم الاكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, او مائی کریم اللہ, او مائی موسٹ فورگیونگ اللہ, موسٹ ٹالرنٹ اللہ, most merciful Allah, most compassionate Allah, most loving Allah, most caring Allah, most beautiful Allah. Hamare gunahon ko maaf ya Allah, forgive our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, you yourself has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. Oh my beloved Allah, you yourself have mentioned in the Quran Sharif. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. Ya Allah, therefore we are seeking from you. Oh my beloved Allah, we are making dua. We are begging of you. We are extending our begging bowls before you. Oh my Allah, we acknowledge our sins.
We are not justifying any of our sins. Ya Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are confessing before you, O my beloved Allah. You are well aware of everything that we have done. Nothing was hidden from your sight and nothing is hidden from your sight. Ya Allah, there is no question of darkness for you. Even if there is a tiny little black ant crawling on a pitch black rock on the darkest of the darkest of all nights, you are aware of the movement of that ant. O my beloved Allah, how can you not be aware of our movements? Ya Allah, it is just your mercy, your tolerance that you do not seize us there and then. You allow us and give us the opportunity of returning to you, of making tawbah from our sins, of making istighfar. Ya Allah, therefore, we are making use of the opportunity and seeking from your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are ashamed. Hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, siyakar hai, badkar hai, mujrim hai. Sab kuch hai. Lekin mere maula, ab tere bande. Tujhe chhod ke hum gande jaye kahan. Where do we go, my Allah? There is no one for us besides you. Who else can forgive our sins besides you? Ya Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Whether we go east or west, north or south, deep down in the ocean or up above the heavens, Ya Allah, it is your kingdom. Ya Allah, tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi, tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes, the sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands and feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Ya Allah, with which part of our bodies we did not commit sins. Ya Allah, which bounty of yours we did not use for your disobedience. Ya Allah, you bless us with so much of your ni'mats. Day and night you shower upon us your bounties and your ni'mats. And we use those very bounties for your disobedience. Oh my beloved Allah, tonight we are making sincere tawbah from all those sins that we have committed. We are pledging not to return to those sins. Give us the himmat and courage of lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, how long we are going to remain the proverbial fox? Ey mere pyare Allah, hame himmat de, quwwat de, taqat de. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the strength to resist temptations. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and the courage to throw out of our homes and our lives all the filth that has entered our homes and lives. Oh my beloved Allah, you could have seized us the moment we committed sins. You could have destroyed us the moment we committed sins. You could have ordered the earth to split open and swallow us up. You could have sent the gale force winds against us. You could have sent the cyclones against us. You could have sent the tidal waves against us. Ya Allah, how merciful you are. How forgiving you are. In spite of so much sins that we are committing and we have committed, you are giving us so much to eat and drink. So much to wear, shelter above our heads, transport to move around. Ya Allah, our heart, liver, lungs all functioning. Mere pyare Allah, teri ni'maton ki koi intiha nahi. Aur hamare gunahon ki bhi koi intiha nahi. Mere Allah, your ni'mats are unlimited. Our sins too are unlimited. Mere Allah, it is just your tolerance, otherwise you could have destroyed us. But now by Allah we are turning towards you. Bless us with prosperity. Bless us with happiness. Bless us with contentment. Bless us with satisfaction in our lives. Ya Allah, bless us with your qurb and your ma'rifat. Bless us with your yaqeen. Bless us with such a bond with you, my Allah. Such a bond with you. Such muhabbat of yours. Such love of yours and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And every minute of our lives we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Ya Allah, every minute of our life we enjoy the sweetness of that bond. Nafs and shaitan must not be able to distance us from you. Ya Allah, all treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, the treasures of health, the treasures of respect, the treasures of forgiveness, the treasures of mercy, the treasures of kindness, the treasures of compassion. all treasures lie with you. Ya Allah, bless us from your unlimited treasures. Bless us with good health. Bless us with good health, spiritual health and physical health. We are spiritually sick, my Allah. We are spiritually diseased, my Allah. Our hearts are filled with malice, with greed, with pride, with arrogance. Our hearts are filled with jealousy, with envy. Our hearts are filled with evil passions and desires. My Allah, what have we made of these hearts? Very Pyare Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Purify and cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, give us spiritual health and physical health. We are physically also ailing. Ya Allah, all those who are sick and ailing, whether they are amongst us, in hospitals, in clinics, or whosoever is listening or not listening, but they are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless them with complete shifa from their ailments. Ya Allah, unko sehat tamma, kamila, hajila, daima, mustamirra, naseeb farma. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their difficulties. Bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance. Ya Allah, those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ya Allah, throughout the world, the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam is suffering. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, how long this humiliation, this disgrace. Mere Allah, kab tak ye zillat aur ruswai ke din dekhte padenge. By Allah, remove my beloved Allah, the disgrace, the suffering, the humiliation. Ya Allah, restore the ummah to its original position of dignity and honor. Ya Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba kiram, how much of sacrifices they made so that Islam and Iman may reach us. Ya Allah, that Islam is leaving our homes, leaving our lives. Ya Allah, so many have lost their Iman just over some pretty face, which may be of a woman of a different faith. Ya Allah, so many have lost their Iman over miserable coins. Ah, my Allah, protect our Iman, protect our Islam. اے میرے پیارے اللہ ہمارے ایمان کی حفاظت فرما ہمارے اسلام کی حفاظت فرما یا اللہ remove the suffering of the ummah remove the suffering of mankind یا اللہ wherever there is any kind of suffering whether it's droughts or famine or floods or cyclones or typhoons whatever suffering یا اللہ remove the suffering of mankind bless each and every one with hidayat bless each and every one with hidayat Make everyone worthy of entry into Jannah. Ya Allah, bless the Kuffar, the Mushrikeen, the Yahud and the Nasara with Hidayah. The enemies of Islam with Hidayah. Ya Allah, let the winds of Hidayah blow throughout the continents. But Ya Allah, if the enemies of Islam, some of them have become obstinate. They have made up their minds. They will never ever accept Islam even though they know the beauties of Islam. And they will continue with the tyranny and the oppression and the persecution and the torture. And the raining of their bombs and missiles. Then, my Allah, shake them like you shook the Aad and Samud. Cause the planes to crash. Cause the ships to sink. Create division amongst their ranks. Ya Allah, oh my beloved Allah, send your angels and give them defeat on the battlefield. Allah, assist and help the Mujahideen of Islam. Ya Allah, bless the entire ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with complete hidayat. Ya Allah, oh my Allah, we know that how much of sins we are indulging in. Ya Allah, in spite of looking at all that is happening around us, despite having read so much, listened so much, watched so much, yet my Allah, after listening to all the destruction, it hasn't stirred our hearts to a change in our lives. Ya Allah, we are following the same path. Oh my beloved Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, those who became shaheed, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Those who have remained behind and they are suffering, remove the suffering and difficulties. Ay mere Allah, humare hal par raham farma. Hum bahut hi kamzor hai, hum nalayak hai, hum siyakar hai, humare hal par raham farma. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our homes, barakat in our lives, barakat in our wealth, barakat in our businesses. Protect us and safeguard us from going towards any kind of haram. Don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino, in a disco, in a cinema, in a theater, in adultery, in fornication, popping drugs in our mouths, bottle of wine in our hands. We don't know when the angel of death will strike. Ya Allah, so many people are leaving the world suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Fit, young and healthy, departing suddenly from this world. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyibah. At the Rosa Mubarak of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. With the salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasul Allah. As salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله. Oh my Allah, let our souls depart. Bless us with burial in Jannatul Baqi. But if it is not muqaddar there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Oh my beloved Allah, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Let it be the best day of our lives. میرے اللہ تیری ملاقات کا دن ہماری زندگی کا بہترین دن ہو. یا اللہ رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم his entire life he made duas for us. Oh my beloved Allah, his entire life he made duas for us. All the duas that he made, ya Allah, especially in Hajjatul Wida, after kissing the Hajr Aswad, the duas that he made. Oh my beloved Allah, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one of them a shining star, each and every one of them with a purified heart. Ya Allah, we also go for Hajj, we also call out the Labbaik, but when that group of 124,000 in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam must have called out Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. My Allah, even the angels must have teared. My Allah, what a لبيك that must have been. Oh my beloved Allah, the duas that he made in the mataf. میرے پیارے نبی علیہ الصلات والسلام نے مطاف میں چل کر کے جو مانگا, مزاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا, حتیم کے اندر نمازیں پڑھ کر جو مانگا, how much he cried under the مزاب رحمت, and at the ملتزم he attached himself for how long, how much of tears were shed at the ملتزم for the ummat. Ya Allah, the tears that he shed there were for the ummat. Ya Allah, the duas that he made behind the مقام ابراہیم, the duas that he made after drinking زمزم, the du'as that he made on Safa and Marwa, the du'as that he made at Mina and at Arafat from Zuhur till Maghrib, that sinless, masoom Nabi extends his hands. And how much he begs of you. Ya Allah, the du'as that he made at Muzdalifah and all other occasions. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless our children with that goodness, our wives with that goodness, our parents with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, ya Allah, protect us and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who have lost their parents, children, brothers, sisters, or whosoever in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has passed away, ya Allah, bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. ان کی قبروں کو نور سے بھر دے. یا اللہ ان کی بھرپور مغفرت فرما دے. And their kith and kin and family members, bless them with صبر جمیل and اجر عظیم. ان اللہ و ملائکتہ یصلون علی النبی یا ایہا الذین آمنوا صلوا علیہ وسلموا تسلیما. اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.